And it is John Gibbons for the last coach home of the season. And we have to start with the champions, whether we like it or not. And it is Dave Mooney to talk us through yesterday, Dave. Now, I wanted Man City to either lose, obviously, or be 3-0 up at halftime so we could all just relax and say, oh, forget about it. You did neither of those things, so I'm very cross.
Sorry about that. there was a point in the second half. I mean, like, let's be clear here. I think Liverpool were a bit unlucky with the City that they ran into yesterday, because that City performance. I mean, what a time to chuck in genuinely your worst performance of the season. There was a point when Coutinho made it 2-0. There was a point, I didn't watch much of the game after that. I was on my phone, just kind of constantly refreshing Twitter, just going, well, let's just wait for the inevitable Liverpool goal now, because that's how the afternoon is going. And in my head, all that was bouncing around was, you know, it's 10 years since City won the title with Aguero's goal in the last minute. City are going to lose today, and the game is going to finish here, and we're going to think City have just got over the line, and then Liverpool are going to score a last minute winner against Wolves, and that's going to be the kind of payback for 2012. 2012, 2014, 2019, and now 2022. They've won it on the last day of the season. One of these days, they're not going to be able to do that. And one of these days, I'm going to have to front up to that. But thankfully, this isn't that day yet. City were atrocious for 74 minutes, 75 minutes. They scored. Well, as soon as they scored one, the momentum shift was very similar to Real Madrid in the Bernabeu, that Champions League exit night. There'd have been Real Madrid fans in the ground that night that had absolutely no doubt that they were going to go back and score another one before time was up. There will have been City fans that will have had absolutely no doubt that City would have gone back and made it 2-2 and made it 3-2. I wasn't one of them. But that, you know, there's people with more confidence than I have, and you could sense it as soon as. I mean, I did think when Gundogan scored, if they get a second one pretty quickly, they will do it.